You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Sounds Like Nonsense. My name is Roman, and everything is still catastrophically broken, and we have no idea when it is going to be fixed, so I'm recording another episode on my phone. Hopefully this will get sorted out after spring break, but who knows. In the meantime, thanks for coming on the website and finding another one of the lost episodes. So my original plan 2 weeks ago, before things started getting kiboshed, was to do a history of early grunge in honor of Mark Lanegan, lead singer of the Screaming Trees, who died back in late February. So let's just do that playlist now. Let's just push it back a bit. So we're going to open up with what many people consider to be the very first grunge album. This is the Sonics with their song Psycho. So while doing research for this, I found out that a lot of the early grunge guys attribute their sound to Neil Young. So let's do an old Neil Young song. This is doubly important because he recently lost that big thing with, that website I don't use, Spotify. Him and Rogan got into it, but, you know, so he needs a win. He needs a win right now. So let's do one for Neil Young. Here's Powderfinger.
Look out. Thank you.
All right, that was Neil Young with Powderfinger. Up next, another band I have not heard of. This is a lot like making the space rock playlist last year. Just, you know, find a band that Wikipedia lists and then put it on the playlist. These guys are called Wipers, and this is Taking Too Long. Alright, Wipers, but taking too long. Up next, this was from Sub Pop, and they were very important in early grunge. They were the guys who signed Nirvana first, made Bleach. But one of the things they did before that was they, in the 80s, they signed the U-Men, and this song, Dig It a Hole. Take it like a hole. Maybe it's good that these episodes aren't going out on the air, because that was a little much for Sunday afternoon. But let's move on to 10-minute warning. Not really. It's only been 15 minutes. I'm so clever. This is 10-minute warning with their song Face First. We're getting really close now to grunge as we all kind of know it, but let's shift rails a little bit for a second and go to another thing that really inspired lunch, which was grunge, not lunch. I am freaking out. These are the Melvins, and they are huge in the sludge metal scene, if you're into that sort of thing. I tried to be. And this is their song Going Blind, which was pretty big influence on, you know, the rest of the grunge sound. So let's listen to that. That was pretty good. I like that. I would, during the summer when it's super hot, I'd kick back with a nice pop and listen to Going Blind on my front porch. So let's move on to Green River. I think they're important. I know a lot of, Kurt Cobain's talked about them. A lot of different bands have talked about the importance of Green River in creating the grunge sound. So here's Swallow My Pride. All right, here's our first Screaming Trees songs. I did two, which is very unusual for me. Usually I don't do, more than one artist in a playlist, but, this is a special occasion. This is off their first album. This is called I See Stars, and it was off that album Clairvoyance. And as soon as Google kicks in and starts playing it, I will let you hear it. So here's I See Stars.
Yeah.
That was the Screaming Trees. And now we get into the fun stuff. So I took a song from every one of the big four grunge bands, Soundgarden, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, and I did a song off their respective first albums. So here's Soundgarden with All Your Lies. All right, let's move on to Nirvana's song off Bleach. Bleach is a weird album. Everyone knows Nevermind, because that was huge. And then Bleach is just kind of like, oh, this is different. No one really knows what to do with it. So this one is Big Cheese. And all of Bleach's songs have, like, this weird, like, jerky quality to them. I don't know how to explain it, so I'll just let this play and show you what I mean. Thank you. All right, let's move it on to Bleed the Freak off Alice in Chains' first album, Facelift, which actually has some pretty good songs. I can't remember any of that. Sea of Sorrow is a good song. That one about, like, scary is on the wall, that one's pretty good. But this is Bleed the Freak, so let's just chill out to that. All right, that's two down. Next is Pearl Jam off their first album, 10. And they lasted the longest, like, out of all these guys, which is, you know. But you kind of understand that when you see all those videos of Eddie Vedder, like, climbing on stage. Like, makes sense, because everyone else was doing drugs, and Eddie was doing CrossFit. So it makes sense that he's still kicking. So here's Once by Pearl Jam. Thank you. All right, last song, one more from the Screaming Trees. This is off their big album. This is called Butterfly. And I would have played Nearly Lost You if I hadn't already done that, like, a couple weeks or months ago. But this is off Sweet Oblivion. Still pretty good. So this one goes out to them. Here's Butterfly. All right, that's the episode. Next week is spring break, so, you know, take that week off. Hopefully things are fixed by then. If not, maybe I'll do, like, since this isn't going out on the radio, maybe I'll do, like, a Forbidden Songs episode of all the stuff that was a little too much to be played on public radio. But thanks for tuning in on the website. This was Sounds Like Nonsense, and I will see you when I see you.